Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're looking at hotels, and more specifically, how they're using AI to deal with all that online feedback they get from guests online. You know, those reviews that everybody leaves after their stay.
Right. Yeah. All that feedback that's so important for them.
Exactly. And to help us really dig into this, we've got a video all about this tool called Inspire One.
Okay.
It's a platform that uses AI to like manage and respond to these reviews in a really clever way.
So like AI is actually being used in hotels now. This isn't just like some future concept.
Yeah. No, this is like real world stuff happening right now.
Wow, that's cool.
And Inspire One, or does some really impressive things.
Like what?
Okay, so imagine you're a hotel guest, right? And you leave a review in your native language, like let's say German.
Yeah.
This AI can actually analyze that review, figure out the sentiment, like, is it positive or negative? And then even draft a response in German.
Whoa, hold on. So it understands different languages?
Oh, yeah. That's the crazy part. It can handle all sorts of languages, which is super important when you think about hotels getting reviews from all over the world.
That's true. I never really thought about that. How many different languages they must have to deal with.
It would be a nightmare for a human team to try and manage all of that manually.
Yeah, totally.
But for AI, no problem. It can handle tons of reviews in all these different languages without breaking a sweat.
That's where AI really shines, right? Like, it can do things on a scale that would be impossible for us.
Exactly. And they even showed in the video how you can edit the AI's response if you want to make it sound more personal or whatever.
Yeah.
And it translates those edits back into the original language.
So you don't even need to know the language yourself.
Nope. The AI takes care of all that translation stuff for you. It's wild.
That's seriously impressive. And what about actually posting those responses? Like, how does that work?
Well, that's where the integration with other platforms comes in. They show that Inspire One connects directly with Google My Business. So hotels can post those responses right away without having to switch between different tools.
Oh, that makes sense. That's got to save a ton of time.
Totally streamlines the whole process. And they've thought about other platforms too. Like, TripAdvisor doesn't have that direct integration yet, but Inspire Home. One still makes it easier by automatically opening the review in a new tab.
Oh, so you can just copy and paste.
Yep. Super simple. They've really thought about how to make things as user-friendly as possible for hotels.
It's really cool to see how this kind of technology is being used to help businesses be more efficient.
Right. It's not about replacing humans entirely, but it's about making their jobs easier and letting them focus on the things that really need that human touch.
Yeah, like building relationships with the guests and dealing with more complex issues.
Exactly. And Inspire One doesn't stop at just drafting responses. They've got other features too.
Oh, really? Like what?
So like hotels can add internal comments to the reviews, you know, like little notes for each other.
Oh, that's smart. So everybody can stay in the loop.
Yep. And they can even directly send certain reviews to the right department. Like if a guest complains about housekeeping, they can send that review straight to the housekeeping manager.
That's so much better than like emailing it around or something.
Right. It just goes straight to the person who needs to see it. It's all about making things as efficient as possible.
That's a really interesting point. It seems like this AI isn't just automating tasks, but it's actually helping to improve communication within the hotel too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big shift we're seeing with AI in general. It's going beyond just simple automation, and it's actually starting to help businesses solve problems in new and innovative ways.
I like that. It's like it's taking on a more collaborative role almost.
Right. Like an AI assistant for the entire hotel team.
That's a great way to put it. And I bet it makes a big difference in how quickly they can address issues and make things right for guests.
Totally. And speaking of making things easier, they've also got all these different filters built in to help hotels prioritize their tasks.
Filters. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so like imagine it's the morning and you've got a ton of reviews to go through. They have this hotel response filter so you can instantly see which reviews are still waiting for a reply.
Oh, that's handy. So you don't waste time on ones that have already been dealt with.
Exactly. And they've got other filters too. Like you can filter by sentiment so you can quickly find the negative reviews that need immediate attention.
That's a great idea because those are usually the ones that need the most careful handling.
Right. And you can filter by language, guest origin, even trip type. Like business or family.
Wow, so they can really target their response based on all sorts of different criteria.
It's all about making sure that no guest feels ignored and that hotels are using every bit of feedback to improve the experience for everyone.
That makes sense. So it's not just about responding to reviews, but it's about using that feedback to make things better in the long run.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Inspire One is just one example of how AI is becoming this incredibly valuable tool in the hospitality industry.
It really highlights how AI is changing the way hotels operate and interact with their guests.
And it makes you think about how AI is being used to personalize customer experiences in all sorts of other industries, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not just hotels. This is happening everywhere.
Like, think about online shopping. You know how you get those recommendations? Like, you might also like this.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Those are powered by AI, using your past browsing and purchase history to try and figure out what you might be interested in.
It's crazy how accurate they can be sometimes. Like, how do they know?
Right. It can be a little creepy, but it is kind of convenient when they get it right.
That's the double-edged sword of AI, I guess. It can be incredibly helpful and make our lives easier, but it also raises questions about privacy and how much information we're comfortable sharing.
It's a tricky balance, for sure. Like, we want the convenience, but we also want to maintain some control over our personal data.
It's definitely something we all need to be aware of as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
And as AI gets more sophisticated, it makes you wonder, how comfortable are you with businesses using it to handle your feedback?
That's a good question. Could this lead to more authentic interactions, or would it start to feel impersonal? Like, are we just talking to robots now?
That's a big question. And one that we're going to explore further in this deep dive. So stick around.
Yeah, this is getting interesting. I want to hear more about this.
Me too. We're just scratching the surface here.
I can't wait to dig deeper.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and really unpack the implications of AI on the relationship between businesses and their customers.
Sounds good. I'm ready for it.
All right, see you in a bit. Yeah, it makes you wonder if we're losing something in all of this, right? Like that personal touch. If a hotel's response is just too perfect,
yeah,
too robotic,
right,
does it make you feel like you're just another number in their system?
I think that's a really important point to consider. Like, yeah, we're talking about the hospitality industry, right?
Yeah.
And hospitality is all about making people feel welcome and valued.
Exactly.
So how do you balance that human touch with the efficiency of AI?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's great that AI can handle all these tasks so quickly.
Right.
But we don't want it to feel like we're just interacting with machines all the time.
It's about finding that right balance.
Yeah.
Using AI to make things smoother and more efficient, but without sacrificing that human connection.
So it's not about replacing humans entirely.
No, not at all.
But finding ways for AI and human staff to work together.
Exactly. Think of it like this AI can be amazing at handling those initial responses right.
Okay.
Making sure that every review gets acknowledged promptly and efficiently.
So, like, AI does the groundwork.
Yeah, exactly. And then a human staff member can step in to add that personal touch.
I see.
You know, address any more complex issues or just make the guest feel heard and understood.
Okay, so it's like a team effort.
Right. AI and humans working together to provide the best possible experience for the guest.
It's like AI handles the logistics and humans bring the empathy.
You got it. It's about leveraging technology to free up human staff to focus on what they do best. You know those interactions that require empathy, creativity, genuine connection?
Makes sense.
We should be thinking about AI as a way to enhance those human interactions, not replace them.
Yeah, to make them even more meaningful.
Right, because at the end of the day, hospitality is about creating those memorable, positive experiences for guests.
And AI can actually help with that.
Absolutely. By allowing staff to anticipate guest needs, resolve issues more effectively, just make people feel welcome and valued.
Okay, so we've talked about how AI is changing things within hotels.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture? You mentioned that this trend of AI personalization is happening in other industries too, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is happening everywhere.
Give me some examples.
Okay, well, think about something like online shopping.
Okay.
You know, you get those, you might also like suggestions all the time.
Oh, yeah. Those can be weirdly accurate sometimes.
Right. That's AI at work.
Really?
Yep. Using your past browsing and purchase history to try and predict what you might be interested in.
It's kind of creepy when you think about it.
Yeah, it can be, but it's also incredibly convenient when they get it right.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do like it when they suggest something I actually end up buying.
Right. So there's that trade-off again.
Between convenience and privacy.
Exactly. AI can make our lives easier, but it also raises questions about how much information we're comfortable sharing.
Yeah, it's like a balancing act.
It is. We want the benefits of AI, but we also want to maintain some control over our personal data.
It's something we all need to be thinking about as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
Absolutely. And as AI gets more sophisticated, it raises even bigger questions.
Like what?
Well, for example, how do we make sure that AI is being used responsibly? ethically.
Right.
In a way that benefits both businesses and consumers.
It's not just about the technology itself, but also about the way it's used.
Exactly. It's a conversation we need to have as a society. How do we ensure that AI is a force for good?
That's a big question.
It is, and there are no easy answers.
But it's something we need to be thinking about.
For sure, especially as AI continues to evolve at such a rapid pace.
So what does all this mean for businesses right now?
Good question.
Like, what should they be doing to prepare for this AI-powered future?
Well, there's a common misconception that AI is only for big tech companies.
Yeah, I can see why people might think that.
But the reality is that there are a ton of affordable AI tools available now.
Oh, really?
Yep, that are accessible to businesses of all sizes.
So even small businesses can get in on the action.
Absolutely. And in many cases, it can give them a real competitive advantage.
Interesting.
How so?
Well, think about a small business that might not have a huge customer service team, right?
Yeah.
They could use an AI-powered chatbot to handle those basic customer inquiries 24/7.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Something that would have been impossible just a few years ago.
It seems like the key is to figure out what problems you're trying to solve.
Exactly.
And then find the right AI tools to help you.
It's not about adopting AI just for the sake of it. It's about having a strategy and using AI to achieve specific business goals.
So start with the problem, not the technology.
You got it. Then, once you've identified where AI could be useful,
yeah,
you need to do some research and find the right tools for your needs.
There are so many options out there now.
I know it can be overwhelming, but that's why it's important to choose the ones that fit your budget, your technical expertise, yeah, your overall business objectives.
It's a lot to consider.
It is. You don't want to just jump on the AI bandwagon without a clear plan.
Definitely not. And it's important to remember that AI is not some kind of magic bullet.
Right. It's a tool.
A tool that needs to be used correctly.
Exactly. It requires careful implementation, ongoing monitoring adjustments along the way.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
No, it's about being willing to learn, adapt, and make changes as you go.
So it's more about the mindset than the technology itself.
In a way, yes. Businesses that are successful with AI are the ones that embrace change, experiment, are willing to learn from their mistakes.
So have that adventurous spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Even if the world of AI seems a little daunting at first.
Because ultimately,
the businesses that thrive in this AI-powered future are the ones that see it as an opportunity for growth and innovation.
And who see the potential for AI to enhance what humans do best.
That's it.
It sounds like we're at this like turning point almost. Like how businesses operate is going to change in a big way.
It really is a major shift.
Yeah.
Like any kind of big technological advancement, there are going to be huge opportunities, but also challenges. The key is being realistic about it all, you know, about what AI can and can't do. See the potential benefits, but also don't ignore the risks.
So don't panic, but don't get complacent either.
Exactly. If businesses just ignore AI completely, they're going to get left behind.
Right.
But at the same time, if they just jump in headfirst without really thinking things through or considering the consequences, it could backfire too.
So it's all about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Being open to new ideas, but also being smart about it.
You got it. And, you know, it's not just businesses that need to be thinking about this.
Oh, yeah, true.
We all need to be aware of how AI is going to affect our lives. You know, and start thinking about how we can adapt to this changing world.
So what can we do as individuals, like to prepare for this AI future?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to stay informed.
Okay.
You know, read articles, listen to podcasts like this one.
Of course.
Talk to people about AI. The more we understand about this technology, the better prepared we'll all be to make smart choices about how we use it.
Knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. And it's also crucial to think critically about all this.
Yeah.
Don't just believe everything you hear about AI. Question things.
Yeah.
Consider different points of view. Be wary of anything that sounds too good to be true.
So be a savvy consumer of information.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to AI.
Boom.
And you know what else? Don't be afraid to get hands-on.
Oh, that's a good point.
There are so many free or low-cost AI tools available online. Yeah. Just play around with them. See what they can do. Start thinking about how you could use them in your own life or work.
Tap into that curiosity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because the future of AI is still being written, you know? Yeah. And we all have a role to play in shaping what that looks like.
That's a great way to put it. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI and hotels.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It really has.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners have learned a thing or two about this game-changing technology.
Me too. It's been a pleasure joining you on this deep dive.
Likewise. And to all of you listening out there, a big thank you for joining us on this journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.